Calgary. A two-week preliminary inquiry set to conclude Friday, September 29, will determine if a man accused in the second stabbing death in Banff in a month in 2022 will proceed to trial on second-degree murder charges. John Spruill, a resident of Lake Country, BC, is facing charges in connection to the September 3, 2022, death of Ryden Brogdon, a 27-year-old Foothills County man. The court, including friends and family members of Brogdon present in the public gallery, is expected to hear testimony from 18 witnesses, with Caitlin Perrin as Crown Prosecutor and Derek Jugnauth as defense counsel. Justice Karen Mall approved a publication ban on evidence heard in the Calgary Court of Justice hearing at the request of Jugnauth. Spruill, 23, was charged September 4, the day after Banff RCMP were called to a report of a stabbing outside the Dancing Sasquatch nightclub on Banff Avenue around midnight on September 3. Brogdon was stabbed multiple times and was taken to hospital but died of his injuries. Following a brief pursuit, Spruill and another suspect were arrested by police on Martin Street, where they had tried to access several apartments. The second suspect was subsequently released without charges. In December 2022, Spruill was released on bail but ordered by Calgary Justice Jim Amon to remain under house arrest at his parents' Lake Country home, with his parents also acting as sureties of $150,000 on their residence. Additionally, Spruill is prohibited from entering Banff and was ordered to remain within 200 kilometers of Lake County, except when accompanied by his counsel, a surety, or for court appearances. His passports were surrendered and he was to have no contact with five individuals, including his brother, Josh, and Dancing Sasquatch staff. He's also prohibited from owning weapons and buying alcohol, recreational cannabis or any drug that isn't prescribed by a doctor or dentist. Spruill's bail hearing led to a publication ban placed on evidence presented and the reasons that allowed for Spruill to receive bail. Brogdon, who had a passion for fly fishing and photography, as well as a love for animals, according to his obituary, was the second fatal stabbing victim in Banff last summer. Ethan Enns-Gano, who was born and raised in the mountain resort town, was fatally stabbed August 6, 2022, following an attack inside a bathroom at the Dancing Sasquatch. John Christopher Ariza, 23, is charged with second-degree murder in the death of the 26-year-old Banff resident and appeared in Calgary Court of King's Bench earlier this month, on September 8. Following a preliminary hearing held in Canmore Provincial Court in July, it was determined before Alberta's top court that Ariza will face a two-week jury trial beginning September 9, 2024. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.